I'm Peter Gay Hodges with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, November 17. Coming up, PIOJ reports reduction in crimes since the start of the year. Education Ministry increases security at Cumberland High. And more improvements coming for justice services. The details after the break.
An unbodied go missing on September 17, 2008. It's really hard on us to know that an unbodied go missing.
They say we are the future and they're killing us.
Join the Child Development Agency on World Day for Prevention of Child Abuse, Saturday, November 19 at the Emancipation Park from 5 to 9 p.m. Come and let us join hands as we work together to build a Jamaica safe for our children.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a reduction in several categories of crimes since the start of the year, compared to last year. Program Director for the Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat at the PIOJ, Elizabeth Emmanuel, says Category 1 crimes, which include murder, shooting, rape, aggravated assault, robbery, break-ins, and larceny, declined by 20% during the review period.
A total of 174 Category 1 crimes per 100,000 of the population were committed over the period January to September 2016, a decline of 20.2% from 218 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2015.
Ms. Emmanuel notes, however, that the murder rate for January to September 2016 was 34.8 per 100,000 population, up 2.7% from 33.9 per 100,000 population over the same period in 2015. Overall, the figures continue to reflect a downward trend in the general crime rates starting in June of 2010 into a sixth consecutive year, despite the upward movement in the murder rate in the first three quarters of 2016. The Ministry of Justice has signed two contracts totaling more than $43 million to undertake work aimed at improving services within the justice system. $21.4 million will be used to install Z-profile louver blades at the Supreme Court in downtown Kingston, and $21.8 million for the procurement of a high-density filing system for the ministry. Speaking at the signing ceremony at the ministry's Constant Spring Road headquarters, Portfolio Minister Delroy Chuck said the installation of the louver blades is necessary as the corridor at the facility is open to public view.
We are going to play our part in the justice system as we move forward towards a better Jamaica.
Mr. Chuck says the high-density filing system will ensure that all of the documents within the ministry are properly filed and retrievable on request. Tank Weld Fabrication Limited has been awarded the contract to undertake installation of the blades, while Keith Ryan and Company Limited has been awarded the contract to procure the high-density filing system. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is moving to increase security at the Cumberland High School in St. Catherine. A team from the ministry led by Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reed visited the school recently. After a meeting with the school's management team, Senator Reed announced several medium to long-term measures to ensure the safety of students at the institution.
We are committed to provide them support for them to get additional security persons, private security in the meantime, while we provide medium-term support to construct permanent perimeter fencing.
The education minister conducted a fact-finding tour of the school following a recent security breach where intruders were reportedly seen on the campus. And the Jamaica AIDS Support for Life, in observation of its 25th anniversary, has launched a year-long public education drive to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. Dubbed Stand United, Love, Action, Support, the campaign, which starts in January 2017, aims to fight stigma by sharing stories of people living with HIV. The public is being encouraged to stand united against HIV/AIDS by showing support and donating to the cause.
We are developing new approaches for working with groups at high risk of acquiring HIV so that we can move beyond a stable rate of HIV transmission in Jamaica to a significant reduction.
Co-founder of Jamaica AIDS Support for Life, Ian McKnight. The campaign will cover aspects of HIV prevention and treatment, such as condoms and lubricants, public education and outreach, and testing. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.